Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Paul's favorite song. Oh,
so thank you so much for, I mean, it's my Friday is now complete.
Well, it is frozen and frozen solid.
How much money do you want from me?
To not play that again?
Yeah.
Ever? You got it.
No, I think you enjoy playing it more just to watch me just twist in the wind.
That's exactly right. Well, we have a big weekend for skiers, and we're going to take you right to the slopes. Anna Welts is the Senior Communications Manager at Seven Springs. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for not tapping me in to start picking up and singing Let It Go. I appreciate that.
Well, I was looking for Let It Snow, and that's as close as I could get. So I know you and your team excited about the new season and maybe the best start this early in years.
You are not kidding, Larry. This has been amazing. We kicked off snowmaking the early hours of Thanksgiving morning, and we've basically been going nonstop here. I'm here at the ski lodge now. There are some serious whales of snow, and the team is out pushing snow while we continue to make snow in preparation for opening day tomorrow.
Anna, what is new this year at Seven Springs for people who are frequent visitors?
Well, I have a lot to share with you. So first things first, if you are an Epic Pass holder, you have a new perk this year called Epic Friend Tickets, which will give your friends and family 50% off lift tickets all season long. It's a great stocking stuffer or gift for the holiday season. Off season was super busy here. We installed, 1,600 feet of snowmaking main line along Lost Boy Trail. We've replaced piping for snowmaking water recovery. We've upgraded infrastructure on our lifts, including new grips on North Face Lift, a haul rope on Gunner Lift, a bull wheel for the Polar Bear Express, and a gearbox for Southwind Lift. We've also added lighting at select locations. And then we're going to debut a new dining outlet here, the Rolling Chopstick. Nearby the bowling alley will serve up sushi, ramen bowls, and mochi.
Well, everybody knows who's ever been to Seven Springs, the Foggy Goggle. Is that still there, Anna?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We've never get rid of the Foggy Goggle, which, by the way, was recently selected as the number 2 top Opry ski bar in North America by USA Today.
Nice.
Well, there you go, Paul. There's an excuse for you to hit the
I'm wondering, mountain. I'm just wondering, how many people show up to have fun and just never hit the slopes?
Well, you're not wrong about that. Our tagline is 7 million ways to fun, and there really is a bevy of things to do here. So we do see a lot of families say, you know, mom or dad doesn't ski or grandma's coming, and they take a family trip here to Seven Springs, and there's things to do. You don't have to be a skier or a snowboarder. You could spend the day at the spa or, you know, have a beer slope side and watch your friends and family or indoor pool or our bowling alley or our mini golf.
And I saw your live reports with KDK TV. The slopes look like mid-season groomed and ready to go. And when do they open tomorrow?
All right. We are kicking off the season at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And get this, you heard it here first. We're going into daily operations starting tomorrow. That's a little unusual. Typically, the start of the season, we'll do weekend-only operations and then ease into daily as the weather starts to improve. The weather patterns are fantastic. So we're going to start daily operations for the season. And looking at that forecast for next week, oh my, we could see up to 18 inches of snow over the next 10 to 12 days here in the Laurel Highlands.
That is fantastic for skiers. I know that when you can do this between Thanksgiving and then, of course, the Christmas holidays and New Year's, that is a game changer for you.
It is. I mean, we would love to be open as soon as possible every year, but to be open for 7 days operation in early December is pretty stinking remarkable in all the years I've been here. And, you know, to have everybody the opportunity, to provide the opportunity for everybody to come here when they're on Christmas break from college or from school and taking time off to spend with family and friends, come here to the slopes and get out and enjoy winter.
All right, go back to the Epic Ski Pass. Can you kind of explain to people how the ski passes work and what's the best buy and how they can take advantage of it again?
Oh, you just missed me by a day. So Epic Passes went off sale yesterday. We release them typically in the late winter, early spring for pre-purchase for the upcoming season. The sooner you buy them, the sooner you commit, the better the value and the better the perks. But for now, if you don't have an Epic Pass, first of all, you got to get a friend who has an Epic Pass so you can get those Epic Friend tickets. If you don't have any friends who with an Epic Pass, buy your ticket online in advance and you'll save in advance by securing that ticket online.
Okay. It sounds like you're pretty pumped up, Anna. Appreciate the time this morning. We'll check in again here down the road.
Appreciate the opportunity, Larry. Have a great day. Hope to see you soon.
Good luck. Seven Springs open tomorrow morning at 8, Paul.
She has every reason to sound excited. This is a rare occurrence. Usually they're waiting for it to get cold enough for the snow to really stick.
Right. This has been, and I should have asked her, how long it's been since they've been able to open this early for 7 days a week skiing. You know, typically they do weekends, and they're kind of struggling, but not this year. So good for them. And people that love to ski.
Well, especially if you can do it for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
What a memory, right?
Sounds like you'll be able to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
By the way, you can always check the KDK Radio Storm Center online. Brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, larger than light. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK. It's a great resource for those closings and delays. Just a couple on there this morning. And I presume because of the cold, Paul. And they are one in Allegheny County, Clareton City School Districts on remote instruction, and Sharon School District in Mercer County, two-hour delay. So after Tuesday, I can't remember that early in December, us having that many closings and delays over the years.
Nor do I remember a December that started this cold, this soon.
Yeah, it is cold. That's obvious. And a lot of people, this is that temperature where if you didn't, you know, you turn your spigots off. If you have a home with an outdoor faucet spigot, whatever you want to call it. What do we call it here? Spigot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a valve that you need to turn off inside the home so that the water between your home and the outdoors doesn't freeze and potentially burst your pipe.
By the way, you remember I sent you yesterday a clip from the National Weather Service's X feed from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And they say analyzing recent weather can allow for comparing it with the typical conditions seen in different parts of the country.
I love you bringing this up.
And so, for example, since the 27th of last month, the weather in Pittsburgh has been most similar to Juneau, Alaska.
That's unbelievable. You tell people that now.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Let me look in Florida because right now in Fort Lauderdale, it's 68. It's going to 84. 64 in Bradenton going to 78. That must be why people go there.
It's a very good reason.
Just dawned on me.
And the places you would think would be like ultra cold right now are warmer than we are.
I just talked to Elliot Felcioni, executive director of the Bradenton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, including Anna Marie Island and Longboat Key. And he periodically will let me know that it's going to be warm down there. I had the same thing with my late father-in-law when they moved to Florida. When I was doing the weather, he would call me like in February. He'd say,
Was he taunting you? Or?
Yeah, of course. He'd say, that's a, I don't know, Pittsburgh thing. He'd go, hey, my man, what's going on? What's the weather like up there? And I'd be like, oh, it's cold. He goes, the sun is beating the crap out of me here on the back deck.
Yeah. You know, when I was living in Florida, I used to watch the weather up to the north and what was going on and just kind of smirk, kind of like a smug self-satisfaction that I was enjoying nice weather in Florida.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
And now that's over.
Fun thing that people do, and there are so many Pittsburghers in Florida. You know where one of the hot spots is, along with anywhere from Tampa south, right? So you go through Bradenton, Sarasota, you keep going. You get down to Fort Myers, Bonita Springs.
Just talking about the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm not even including Fort Lauderdale. Right?
Vero Beach, Melbourne, the Space Coast, all the way down to West Palm, really.
You can't go anywhere in Florida without running into a Pittsburgher. So, you know, I've been everywhere in Florida, and undoubtedly someone will go, hey, there, where's Marty at? I get that a lot. But Naples, Florida.
That's as far south as you can get on the western side, I think.
Pretty much. Marco Island, packed with Pittsburghers. So some of them do a trip between Thanksgiving and Christmas because they like to do that with friends and family here. But then after the new year, boom, that's when the snowbirds start flocking south.
I can tell you I have seen more Ontario license plates heading south this past week than in any other time in the last month or so.
Yeah, they get quite a bit of Canadian visitors. And I've learned from Elliot over the years, many Europeans, Germans, French, English.
They fly into Orlando.
Yeah, so there's a couple of places in Orlando people like to visit. One would be Disney World, and the other would be Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Busch Gardens, and people like to golf. Well, it's 84 in Miami today. That's great. Take care. Hope you're enjoying yourselves. Meanwhile, I want to give away some tickets, Paul. The Harlem Globetrotters and their annual visit to Pittsburgh is coming the day after on the 26th to PPG Paints Arena. And we have a family pack of four tickets, 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Let's go with two.
Caller number two will make you a winner, 412-922-1020, December 26th. And Monday in studio, we're going to have one of the players is going to visit us. And we'll be able to show you, now that we live stream, thanks to Metropolitan Window Company, at kdkradio.com. And
the ball handling skills are unbelievable.
Oh, you know what's getting more and more popular is our KDK Radio YouTube page. People use it like, so you see our guests, many of our guests, we have the technology, consider like a Zoom call or team meets. You can see the people we're talking to. And if you kind of forget you're listening to the radio, if you're watching on TV, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know who does a tremendous job of that is Marty and Patrick O'Connor.
Well, that's a production. They've got the graphics going and everything. It's very well done.
You cannot tell, again, if you put up the YouTube page, you forget that it's a radio show. It's that well done.
You know what? It reminds me of the nationwide productions that you'll see, like the Dan Patrick Show The Rich Eisen Show, the sports talk show.
Yeah, they're all doing that stuff now. All right, you want to hear one Steeler thing?
Sure.
Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, and Terrell Austin is the defensive coordinator. And they asked him yesterday, why did the Bills keep running that same play with success?
It's team defense, so we got to be better in terms of setting the edge. We got to be better in terms of staying square. We got to be better in terms of getting off blocks. We got to be better in terms of tackling on the edge, cracker plays. There's a whole litany of things that you have to do for team run defense. We saw where we came up short last week. We've had other weeks where we didn't come up short, and we just got to come back each week, just getting back to it and getting back and getting those things. And if we do those things consistently more often than the other guy, then we'll have a good we'll consider it a good week.
All right, now. Defensive captain Cam Hayward was asked about what he's hearing around the country, and you played that clip from Ryan Clark, right? Former Steeler about
he's basically saying that his time is over here.
So they asked Hayward about that.
Cam, you played with he said on the podcast earlier, the clean house comment. There's been James Harrison saying things. As a guy that's been around in this organization for a long time, do you put stock or what do you make of former players of that stature saying things like that?
I don't worry about anybody who's not in the locker room. It's not a diss at them. You know, I think we just got to worry about the guys in here and focus on the job at hand. There's a lot of football to be played. I'm not running from that. Our job, we got to answer for it.
And they're going to answer on Sunday in Baltimore. This is the Big K Morning Show. It is cold outside, which reminded me, going to check on the furnace. So I thought I'll call Rocco Florio. He's been a great partner of ours here at KDK for many moons. Rocco is the founder and president of AirPro Heating and Cooling. Rocco, it's going to be busy week, isn't it? Good morning.
Oh, Hilaire, it's been busy already.
Yeah.
It's been a cold month.
Yeah, it really has been unusually cold even for December this early. We just talked to the folks at Seven Springs in the last half hour. This is, for them, the best start they've had in years. But meanwhile, some simple tips for people, and you get these questions all the time about what to do this time of year. Furnaces start to be a challenge, and people should have already had them, I guess, kind of checked before the season, right?
They should, but it's never, you know, never too late. You always want to try and get that checked at least once a year, no more than two times in 2 years. You know, you give it a chance there. But if yearly maintenance is very important, filter changes. If you have a 1-inch filter, which is a thinner filter in your furnace, you might want to change that now because it's been used a lot more than it was last year. So you normally take that every other month, but I'd say changing that one now because of this cold weather. The bigger filters, you get about 3 to 6 months out of those, the wider filters.
And they're relatively inexpensive for the difference they can make. And you've taught me over the years that, too. And that's something that anybody can do is change their filter, right?
Exactly. It's one of the most important things in maintaining your furnace, because you know it causes a lot of problems in the internals of the furnace if you don't do that, and they can multitude to a problem where your furnace needs to be replaced because of something like that.
Yeah, something as simple as a filter. That said, I think one of the most common issues that I've seen and your team has come across is over the course of a year, some dust and dirt can collect in that furnace, and that can alter its functionality, especially for, you know, igniting, you know, your burners if you have gas.
Exactly. That's, like I said, that's one of the most important things that a consumer can do is change that filter. It doesn't hurt. It's not a very expensive part of the furnace to buy, so change it. You'll find out you'll have less problems, and the longevity of your furnace will be longer. So.
All right. Now, a lot in the more recent years of people have gotten these new fancy thermostats, right? They're smart thermostats, programmable.
Smart thermostats, EcoBee, all Wi-Fi thermostats.
I have heard when it gets this cold, Rocco, that it's better just to hold one temperature because it avoids the strain of when it's off and then coming back on to build up the heat. What's your recommendation?
Yes, that's very important. I recommend people raise their thermostat maybe 1 degree, keep the furnace running. Listen, it's going to run most of the day anyway, so keep it on as long as you can, because that's important to keep in that temperature. Because every time that thermostat shuts down to a lower temperature or you lower it, it takes time to get that thermostat back to where a comfort level for you might be. So you're going to work the furnace harder. Just keep it at a temperature and leave it alone. I mean, there's different kinds of heating systems. We have forced air systems. We have hot water boiler systems. Hot water boiler systems, if you have radiator heat, do the same thing. You want to keep that water hot in the boiler. It wants to be warm, so it doesn't have to work hard to get to the radiators. So all those little things are important when it comes to thermostat settings.
Then there are other practical things people can do that maybe overlook, and that's just keeping the house as insulated as you can in terms of sealing some gaps and closing the blinds sometimes, especially obviously at night, but that helps keep the heat in.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why, you know, a lot of the drapery people and people that have window treatment people are selling these more energy efficient draperies or blinds that keep the heat in the house so it doesn't work. The windows, the biggest factor in getting cold air, that lets a lot of cold air in. If you go to your window and put your hand there, you're going to feel cold. Go to your wall, it's going to be warmer. So that's the influx of all the cold air coming through the windows. Even though you have good windows, the glass is going to let a lot of the cold air come in.
So again, change your filters. That would be the number one thing. Anything else you can think of, Rocco?
Change your filters. Make sure you get a clean and check soon. If you haven't done it yet, call in, get your guy out there, whatever you need to do. Get it done. It's never too late.
All right. When are you going back to Florida? You don't have to tell. You don't have to answer that. You can plead the fifth. That's your cheat code. Rocco, I appreciate you and your partnership here for many years and your friendship, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
You got it. Rocco Florio from AirPro Heating and Cooling. Change your filter.
Larry, the big question this morning is, will we have a record Lori? It's in store, but maybe a tie at 12.
It's really close. I mean, we had an observation at 13 so far. It's going to be a nail-biter here at the end.
That is the voice of National Weather Service meteorologist Colton Milcarrick. Sounds like he was excited that they sit around and look at the thermometer.
Yeah, well, I mean, we may get it this hour. They're close enough for it to get that low.
Well, my buddy Tony texted me. It's 11 in Wexford.
And we had a listener check in the newsroom about an hour or two ago. William in Warrendale told me that he had a 9 at his place.
Yeah, so there, no doubt, record tying or breaking lows around the region.
So Pitt opens the NCAA volleyball tournament tonight at the Pete against UMBC. This is at 6:30.
I talked to head coach Dan Fisher yesterday. How about his tenure here at Pitt? Look at all the Final Fours. How many, Paul?
Well, they could be making a fifth Final Four run this time around. They've been to four straight so far, so this could be number 5.
Hopefully, they'll be number 1 at the end of all of this, too.
Now, another national sports pundit is talking about Mike Tomlin's future. This is former Steelers safety Ryan Clark.
Mike Tomlin is unfireable, in my opinion. But maybe it's best that Mike Tomlin's voice is elsewhere. Maybe it's best that you tear this entire thing down. Because what's happened for the last 10 years is they've been in championship purgatory.
Championship purgatory. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall and just hear internally what's being said about all the din around the nation on this subject?
And the question I have, Larry, is a win in Baltimore going to stop the speculation?
It'll temper it a little, but as I mentioned to you earlier, they've got to stack wins. Winning cures a lot of things, and if they're able to do that, they play obviously Baltimore. If they win that,
the team is not at its best. If they have a good running game, if they can shut it down, they can win. But then they've got the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are terrible.
Well, the Dolphins have won 3 in a row, and now they have 5 wins. and they're coming for Monday Night Football, but I'm thinking the fish will be frozen.
Yep.
And then you go to Detroit. Detroit's a really good football team.
I mean, they whipped Dallas in a shootout last night.
I know. And then it's the Cleveland Browns on the road, and then finish with the Ravens at Acrisure. The day and time have not been announced yet.
I could see them taking four of those games.
Well,
I think they'll get a decent chance, but with the Lions, no.
But the guarantee to get in the playoffs has to come by winning the division when you're 6-6.
Yeah, there's no teams are going to be coming out of the division as a wild card this time around.
Doesn't look like it. So we'll see which team shows up Sunday at 1 o'clock. If you want to reach out to us, the NASCO Roofing Instant Access is a click away. Instant access at kdkradio.com. Always welcome your input, and we get a lot of it, and we all see your emails. That's instant access at kdkradio.com. Coming up at the top of this hour, we're going to check in with KDK TV's Barry Pintar, who's been working on a story about the change of the holiday season when it comes to the city of Pittsburgh. You know, when you dial back, we used to do three straight weeks, day and night, broadcasting from the three big box stores, all of which are no longer here. That would be Kaufman's, Gimbel's, Horn's, and for many years did that for the Children's Hospital campaign. But Barry has discovered that there is a real effort to re-energize Pittsburgh's downtown for the holidays, and you'll find out how coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.